Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. When we change, we often worry what other people are going to think of us, right? But here's the thing. You get to change your mind. You get to change your mind on whatever you want, whenever you want. We are constantly in a state of change. Our bodies change. What our bodies need changes. We can change the way we feel about something or even someone. We get to just change our mind. Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back and welcome to episode 31. Today is Friday, November 17th, as I am recording this. And oh my goodness. So I have been alone in my house for almost 10 days. I think it might be day 10 today. And it has just been so wild. Okay. I know last time I talked about being alone and how honestly, like, really lonely I felt, and I was grieving my kids going away. And I have to say, since I let all of that out, things have really shifted for me. And while having Scott away for 10 days was, of course, lonely at times, and of course, I miss him so much, I did have a new perspective this time. I didn't focus or dwell on the fact that I was alone. I planned ahead some things I was going to be doing during that time. My days went by much quicker this time. And I allowed myself to really enjoy this time alone. Don't get me wrong, though. I cannot wait for Scott to come home. He's actually coming home tonight, along with Kyle and Emma. Everybody comes home today. So I'm like sitting here in my office recording this, and I'm like, in just a few hours, well, more than a few hours, maybe 6 or 7 hours, everybody's going to be home again, right? And I will have someone else to talk to besides my dogs who are all sitting in this office with me right now. I don't think I've ever recorded an episode with all three dogs in my office, but they're all sitting with me. They're attached to me because they've only known me for the past 10 days. And I'm excited to have someone else to talk to. And I'm excited to have my family under one roof again for a full week, right? I guess I'm going to have to close the bathroom door again when I'm going to the bathroom, and there's going to be little things that have changed. I have to say, I got used to being alone over the past 10 days, but I don't like it. I like everybody here, but there's definitely some things that I'm going to have to switch up when everybody comes back. But Scott and I we're actually taking a ride to the Cape for a night this weekend, and I hope the kids will come along with us so we can spend a night together there and enjoy like a nice family dinner there. But I don't know if they'll come. They may want to hang out with their friends instead, which is totally understandable. My mom is at the Cape as well right now, so we'll see her and we'll have dinner with her. And next week is Thanksgiving. So let's talk about Thanksgiving for a second. Last Thanksgiving, I hosted for the first time in probably almost 20 years. And my friends, I love hosting holidays. Okay, let me just put that out there. I love hosting holidays. You ask my family and I'm always like, I'll do it. I'll do it. I do it all the time. I love hosting parties. It does not faze me to have company and cook and entertain. Like, I truly love it. Thanksgiving, though, Thanksgiving is another story. Thanksgiving it's hard. I don't know what it was. Is it all the sides? Is it the two turkeys? I don't know. But all I remember at the end of the day, last Thanksgiving, this is great, right? This is great, but I am never doing that again. I'm never doing that again. I was exhausted. And of course, here we are, right? It's like having a baby, right? You forget how hard it is, and then you decide to do it again. I've said this before, and clearly it's true. Never say never, because every time I do, right? Every time I say never, it usually happens, right? At least for me. So here I am hosting Thanksgiving again, and I actually offered to host Thanksgiving, and I'm really excited about this time. And maybe it's because I just did it last year and I have a year under my belt that was just literally just last year, but I'm super excited to have a house full of family, and I have some cousins coming that I haven't spent a holiday with in years. So it's going to be fun, like so fun. I love them. So we're going to have a great time. And by the time you're listening to this, Thanksgiving will be over. So I'm just going to predict and call it in that it was the best Thanksgiving yet. It was the best Thanksgiving yet. So if you're listening to this, just know it was the best Thanksgiving that I've ever had. And I truly feel right in this moment as I'm recording this that I have so much, so freaking much to be grateful for. So much. Okay, Thanksgiving's over. All right, this past Monday, I held my third Sacred Circle event. It was incredible. And our theme this month was naturally, it's November, naturally it was gratitude. I felt it was right to have gratitude be our theme, but it was gratitude with a little bit of a twist. In our circle, we meditated, we journaled, we discussed events and circumstances in our lives that haven't been easy or weren't easy, right? Hard times in our lives, people who have challenged us, those shitty times where we sit back and ask, what in the world is even happening with my life right now? We discussed and we shared these moments with each other and we reframed them, having gratitude for the events and noticing the ways it made us stronger and helped us grow. And even having compassion for those who challenged us or wronged us. We held space for each other. There were tears. There was a lot of laughing. And again, I know I've mentioned this before, but the energy in the room shifts from the time I see these women walk through the door to the time that they leave. It is absolutely incredible. One thing that got me so excited this time around was women seeing each other for a second or third time, right? And they never knew each other before these events. They never knew each other. And after seeing each other each month, or maybe they were there the first month and the third month, they were craving to know what has happened and transpired in each other's lives since they saw each other last. They genuinely wanted an update on what they had shared and what they were working on, or an update on something that they had wanted to change or a shift that they wanted to make in their life. I saw this community starting to really grow this time into the community and sisterhood I really wanted and envisioned so much for these women. Hearing them talk and love on each other, it just filled my soul. So if you are local to me and you have been curious about these events, these circles, please reach out to me and let's chat. If you are scared or nervous, or you are worried what people are going to think of you, or you're worried about sharing, or just anything, right? Reach out to me and we can chat, right? Join us and see what it's all about. I promise you, your experience will be a beautiful one. And as a reminder, these events are taking place monthly. So if you want to be in the know of all the happenings, be sure to put your name on the waitlist, right? The link is in the show notes. You can put it on there. And I hope to see your beautiful face at these events, right? We've had new women join us each month so far, and this community is growing and growing, and it's only going to get better. Okay, let's chat about something. Okay, let's get into what this episode is really about. There's my life update for you, which I always do, but let's get into this specific episode. I'm probably going to keep it short and sweet here because I have a powerful message for you today, but it doesn't require this deep, elaborate discussion, right? And it has to do with what I just said a few minutes ago, right? Which is never say never. Never say never. And yeah, I joke about it now and then. And I typically end up doing what it is that I said I'll never do again. Although, I don't know, I said I'd never skydive. There's a lot of things I said I would never do, skydive. And I have yet to do it, right? But I don't know. I don't think I'll do it, but you never know. So again, I'm never going to say never, but I wanted to get a bit deeper with this because it's not just about never saying never. Okay. What I really want to talk about is changing your mind, saying that you'll never do something, or saying this is what I totally believe in, and then changing your mind. And I wanted to bring this here today because I had a little incident last week, which is what brought all of this up, right? You guys know, like, things happen in my life and I'm like, oh, this is a message I need to bring. This is a message I need to bring to the podcast. So last week, I was part of a conversation at the gym and it was after class. We were just talking and I was just kind of in the background. I was standing there listening, but not really like part of the conversation. And it really made me think. So there was a few of us chatting, and the conversation of nutrition came up. And one of the women said something along the lines of, I always hated that whole paleo world where people wouldn't eat this and people wouldn't eat that and you should never eat this, right? Everything was so strict. And she said, I just want to tell people, and I think she used the example of, if you like a barbecue sauce with sugar in it versus the one with no sugar in it, if you like that one better, and it's going to make you eat the food, eat the ground beef or the turkey, whatever it is, then just have what you like. And I didn't respond, right? I was just listening. And I have to admit, I had this moment, right? She said that, and I had this moment where my body felt so dysregulated, almost like her comment made me anxious and uncomfortable, right? And it wasn't what she said at all or what she was recommending. It was not about that at all. It was more so me thinking, I used to be that person that was so strict. I was that person that she was frustrated with. And I had this brief moment of shame. I felt judged, especially knowing that I used to be like that and I promoted it. And that I wasn't like that anymore. And here's the thing. I'm not as strict with food as I used to be, okay? Back then, I was doing what was best for me and my body. If you don't know my health story, you can head back to episode 9 where I talk about it in detail, right? You'll know my whole health story in that episode. But being strict at that time with types of food I was putting in my body healed me. It healed me at the time. And I wanted others who were tired all the time or sick all the time or suffering from chronic pain like I was to experience the incredible feeling that I was feeling. So yes, it became part of who I was. And still to this day, I will admit, still to this day, I would 100% recommend what I did and how I ate to anyone who is looking to feel better or has an issue and they're not sure or they're tired or they have stomach issues all the time, right? To actually see if they feel better off inflammatory foods like sugar and gluten and dairy. I went many years being very strict, and we change. Our bodies change. Our minds change. And while, yes, I am still gluten-free and I try to still eliminate as much sugar as possible because, of course, overloading on sugar is not good for us, right? I'm just not as strict as I used to be. I eat so many things now that I didn't eat even 2 years ago, even probably a year ago, right? I am the one now that might pick the barbecue sauce with the sugar in it over the one that has none. I still pick the healthy ones. Okay, let's put it out there. I still pick the clean ones. I still read labels. I don't buy the crap that's out there and the overly processed stuff. I don't do that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just not as strict. And here's where I want to go even deeper, because it's not really just about the food here, okay? I thought about this more, right? I got deeper into this just for myself because it's like, why are you feeling this way, right? Like, why did you feel this shame or this judgment from this one comment that this person made? And a lot of times, people feel shame when they decide to change their mind. Especially someone like me who spent many years with a business based on food and clean eating. And you think, okay, I've been quote unquote promoting dairy-free for so many years. And here I am eating Greek yogurt so I can get more protein into my diet. Or here I am throwing real Parmesan cheese on my meatballs. Okay. Like you sit back and you think, what are people going to think of me? Are they going to judge me? Are they going to think less of me? Are they going to stop following me or trusting me because I'm doing something that I said I didn't do or I promoted something different? When we change, we often worry what other people are going to think of us, right? But here's the thing. You get to change your mind. You get to change your mind on whatever you want, whenever you want. We are constantly in a state of change. Our bodies change. What our bodies need changes. We can change the way we feel about something or even someone. We get to just change our mind. We have to give ourselves permission to try different things, dabble a little bit here and there, explore other options. And we cannot feel shame and we cannot worry what anyone else is going to think. You can be paleo for 15 years and then decide to eat gluten and dairy. You can be vegetarian your whole life and then decide one day, you know what? I'm going to start eating meat again. You can believe that yoga or Pilates is the absolute best thing for you, right? I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And then decide, you know what? CrossFit's kind of fun. I think I'm going to do that instead. So-and-so can be your best friend for life. And then one day you can decide, they just aren't meant to be in my circle. Or maybe they decide they don't want you in their circle. You can swear by meditation and journaling first thing in the morning and then decide it's just not working for you anymore. And you make a shift and you do something else instead. You can swear by a certain, I don't know, skincare product, right? You can use it for years and then find something new a year or two later or 5 years later that you like even better and you ditch the old stuff that you swore by that you would use forever, right? You can think that you want a business to be focused on one thing and then decide, you know what? I see a different path for myself. Heck, my kids are in college right now. One is in education and the other is in political science. They may graduate and decide, you know what? This is not what I want to be doing for the rest of my life. Kyle's a freshman. He could decide next year, screw all this. This is not for me. You can drink alcohol all of your life and then wake up one day and decide, I am not having a drop anymore. Again, so often we feel this shame with changing our mind. Like we're supposed to know exactly what we're doing at all times and we should have it all figured out. And heck, some people do, okay? But most people don't. actually everyone at some point in their lives changes their mind, right? We all do. We do something we said we never thought we'd do. There's definitely been times in my life where I'm talking to someone and I'm like, I know I said I'd never do it, or I said I'd never allow it, but here we are. Or I swore by this one thing and now I'm doing it differently. For example, I said I'd never let dogs sleep in my bed ever. And now I have three sleeping with me every single night. And I welcome it and cuddle with them in my bed. I said I'd never learn to shoot a gun, but here I am learning to shoot guns. I thought I'd never eat dairy again, and here I am adding it back in. Granted, it's lactose free, and I go raw as much as I possibly can. But I decided to change. We get to change our mind. We get to change our story. And so my message to you today is a message I've had for you before. Permission to change without the shame and without the guilt and without the worry of what others will think of you. Without worrying if others will be judging you for doing things differently or changing your mind, because what others think of you does not matter. What matters is how this change makes you feel and if it brings you joy. And if it puts you in a higher vibe state and moves you into the direction of growth and greatness, fucking go for it. Change is good. Change is inevitable. Change is needed for growth. Change is fun. It's fun to switch stuff up, right? Consistency is great too. And we need consistency in many areas of our life. But that does not mean that what you do consistently will not change over time. Always do what's best for you. It's okay to think you want one thing and then a year or two or 5 years later decide you want something different. It's okay. You get to change as many times as you need to change. Period. End of story. And that, my friends, is my simple message, my simple yet powerful message for you today. It's okay to change your mind. Do not worry what others will think. It's your life, not theirs. And like I said, back in episode 29, those that are meant to be in your life will cheer you on and support you and come along for the ride. And if someone doesn't like the change, then maybe they're not meant to be in your life. I have found that oftentimes people that don't support you in your changes, right? They don't support you not because of you, right? It's because of them. Often they worry that this change will affect your relationship in a negative way. They are the ones that cannot handle the change. So remember, you always need to do what's best for you. And then for those that don't support you, energetically send them love. Send love to those that do not stick around. We will never have it all figured out. We can do all the things, but in the end, life is always shifting and changing, and you need to be willing to shift and change along with it. I'm going to stop right there. Short and sweet today. So I believe I'll be recording one more episode for season 3 before I take a small break. Words are hard. Break for the holidays. So stay tuned for that. And before we part, as always, I want to remind you of this. You have the knowledge to make smart decisions for yourself. Let go of any negative feelings about yourself or your life and accept all that is good. You get to constantly discover interesting and exciting new paths to pursue. Push yourself to learn and develop in these areas of your life that bring you happiness and health and freedom and purpose. Be willing to abandon old habits and take up new ones. Surround yourself with supportive, positive people who believe in you and want to see you succeed. And celebrate everything you do with gratitude and joy. I love you all so, so much. I hope this episode inspired you and served you. And I am so looking forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.